All right, so we're going to talk about four cases today. The U.S. Metals case, the Dallas National versus Calitex, Lend-Lease, and then Stone Creek. And I realize I failed as a policyholder lawyer here because those are three cases in which the policyholder lost and one that's on certified questions that the policyholder lost. So I've been kicked out of the club. First, the U.S. Metals case. This is a certified question from the Fifth Circuit. It is a bizarre certified question from the Fifth Circuit. The opinion is a little bit bizarre. Everything about it is a little bit bizarre. But depending on how this case comes out, it could have significant ramifications, both for construction, for product manufacturers. But it's a little bit scary given the way that it was certified to the Supreme Court of Texas. It's not a pure construction case. It's more of a product case, but it deals with a lot of the same exclusions. So here, Exxon contracted with U.S. Metals to manufacture well neck flanges. Not exactly sure what a well neck flanges are, but they're very, very expensive. And these flanges were irreversibly incorporated into these NRD facilities, which are also very, very expensive. In fact, they were welded in, they were bolted in. And during some testing, it was discovered that these flanges leaked, or at least one of the flanges leaked. Now, the leaking didn't cause any damage at all. There was no property damage caused by the leak. It just leaked. It failed. But that was a big deal because if it continued to leak, there could be an explosion. In fact, most people agreed there would be an explosion, and that would be bad. So Exxon said, you need to go replace all of these flanges, and that was somewhere around $20 million to do that. So not a small insignificant amount.